Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A powerful earthquake that struck Afghanistan Wednesday killed roughly 1,000 souls and wounded many more. The magnitude 5.9 quake struck some 27 miles from the city of Khost in eastern Afghanistan near the Pakistani border. For the first time in nearly 30 years, gun control for law-abiding citizens could take place in a Senate vote by the end of the week. A bipartisan group of lawmakers reached an agreement on gun control legislation. The 80-page bill includes measures to tighten background checks on younger people, more background checks, and temporary removal of weapons from those the government considers a danger to others or themselves. The city of Brooklyn Center has agreed to pay $3.25 million in a settlement to the family of 20-year-old Dante Wright, fatally shot by a police officer during a traffic stop and ensuing fight for several minutes. USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The primary season continued Tuesday with more elections in Alabama, Georgia, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. In Alabama, Katie Britt, who was endorsed by President Trump, will defeat Representative Mo Brooks in the GOP Senate runoff election. At the center of events of January 6, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser wins the Democrat primary in a run for a third term. Disgraced actor Bill Cosby has been found guilty in another misconduct civil case.
A California jury found that Bill Cosby sexually abused a 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975, awarding the victim $500,000. The jury found that the disgraced comedian and actor intentionally caused harmful sexual contact with Judy Huff, that he reasonably believed she was under 18, and that his conduct was driven by unnatural or abnormal sexual interest of a minor. Huff, who is now 64 years old, described after 7-year legal fight as torture, a spokesman for Cosby says they will appeal. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Traders of Russian commodities are looking to set up business in Dubai as Switzerland makes it increasingly challenging for them to deal with Moscow. Russia's three largest oil producers are in the process of evaluating Dubai for trading operations, and several other firms have already relocated there. For Switzerland, some kind of exodus appears inevitable after the country followed European Union bans targeting exports from Russia. The CDC is touting babies to first graders are now eligible for the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Looking back on the science, this was the least affected age group with virtually zero deaths during the entire pandemic. Dr. Ben Carson, former cabinet member for President Trump, told Newsmax parents need to use common sense when deciding if they should vaccinate children under the age of 5.
Well, I know there are some parents who have been frightened to death and have been waiting with bated breath for the vaccine. And that's fine for them. But what we need to do is exercise a little bit of common sense here. The risk of a child dying or having a severe complication is 0.025%. That's approaching zero. We have no idea what the long-term risk of these vaccines are, the mRNA vaccines, which cause spike proteins to be produced by our cells. and what those things will do to our other organ systems over the course of time, we have no idea. They sit there and try to act like they know what's going to happen, but they don't.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I mean, like, why is this going to be a problem to get this country back on track? I mean, we got the Navy that is more concerned about pronouns right now. Thinking we're, this is so nuts. And we've got serious gas problems, energy problems, and Joe Biden, you know, decides to offer some, you know, as the CEO of Chevron put it, a non-serious solution to a very serious problem, so to speak. My words and my kind of extrapolation, but essentially that's what he said. I mean, he's putting it very nice. I mean, it's an absolute joke what the president's doing. And then on that, he's going to Saudi Arabia. Now, Rick Manning, I got to bring you on here. Rick Manning joins us now. Here you've got Brandon going to Saudi Arabia on our behalf. He's going to try to, you know, although he denies that he's going to do any kind of a deal working thing. And maybe the reason he's doing it is because he's not been very good. You know, most presidents, when they go and meet with somebody, they have what they called the projected deliverables already in their pocket. I mean, they know what they're going to get out of these meetings. And every time Joe Biden goes to a meeting, I don't know what he comes back with. Maybe some M&Ms or something. But it's not anything deliverable that advances the cause for us. But now, do you have incredible confidence that Joe Biden is the one to go and talk to the Saudis about gas and about energy?
Well, I've got incredible confidence that he better have had a whole bunch of other people talking to him first. And because the point you made is exactly right. The way deals get done is you have all the groundwork is laid in advance, and then the president goes. And the president isn't the negotiator. The president is the one who goes in and, you know, they finalize terms. They have, they have talks, and then they do a big PR thing. And since you've had no leaked results of what's anticipated from any trip, you have to have no expectation that anything will occur from it. Now, the truth is, since the Biden administration has been pretty much hell-bent on propping up and doing a deal with Iran and giving them billions upon billions of dollars in order to try to buy their way into Iran's good graces, the Saudis will look him in the eye and say, you've been funding the terrorist activity that's attacking our oil fields, that's attacking our cities, is attacking the shipping lanes all around us. And so why would we help you? Right. And they can ask that with a straight face. And Joe Biden, if he were giving honest answers, would have to say, Our policy is a disaster. Our anti-state society policy is a disaster. And, you know, we're going to reverse course. And, but we need to be, have you be partners with, in providing, putting more oil on the market again. I don't think he'll do that, because their policy is one of oil scarcity and higher prices, because they believe higher prices for gas and oil will make it so electric cars and the like are more affordable by comparison. And that's their end game, is to force America out of fossil fuels, and high prices is the way to do it.
And so the Saudis is going to help America to that end, right?
Well, the Saudis are going to help. Yeah, they're actually helping the Biden policy by withdrawing oil. But the truth of the matter is, they are promoting their own policy, and they're promoting the opportunity that President Trump gave them.
Exactly,
because they're furthering the Abraham Accords, mm-hmm. and in doing things that make it so they have a strong alliance with Israel to attempt to offset the attempts by the Iranians to become the dominant players in the region.
Well, what concerns me, Rick, is that here you've got probably the worst person ever to negotiate on behalf of the American people. And he seems so desperate, even though he's telling everybody that he's not there to talk to them and negotiate. But this guy's going to sell the farm. He's going to try to sell the farm, and he's going to make what Barack Obama did in the dark of night with pallets of billions of dollars of cash going to Iran just pale in significance by comparison. I mean, if I was the Saudis, I mean, I'd have a lot of fun with this. I mean, it's just not a fair fight. And they could have all kinds of fun just really twisting this guy up in knots and get him to agree to things that there's no way that he's going to be able to fulfill on.
Well, the difference is that the Saudis don't need pallets of cash. What they need is for him to stop sending pallets of cash to the Iranians. And so, you know, their demand will be things like, you took away our missile defense system and our missile defense, resupplying our missile defense system. We want to get our missile defense system back. We want it upgraded. So their demands will be things that, this administration has taken away in terms of, because they engaged in anti-Saudi, policy very from the day one. Mm-hmm. Their demands will actually, as strange as it may seem, probably better serve American interests than Joe Biden's, because it's actually in our interest to have a stable Middle East and to have a Middle East that's able to fend, you know, have it be able to fend for itself and not be dependent upon U.S. troops being on the ground all the time. So the Saudis will demand things that, in my estimation, things that restore their ability to defend their territory.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Take away the resources from the Houthis, who are they're not the guy who sings the blowfish. They're a tribe.
The bad Houthis, yes.
The bad Houthis, a tribe in Yemen that is engaged in warfare against the Saudis. And that Iran, that operates an Iranian proxy, and every dollar we send to Iran, a lot of it goes to the Houthis. So you're directly attacking the Saudis. So you have so their demands will actually be to restore Trump's policies in the Middle East. And as strange as that might seem to those of us, the demands of the Saudis may actually be in the U.S. interest, because the demands of what Joe Biden's been doing has certainly not been.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think you lay out a plausible solution here, you know, and even if the Saudis say, look, we'll take pallets of cash, that's less cash that's going to the Houthis, you know, because they'll just sit on it. And maybe they'll give it to the LIV golf tour or something. I don't know, you know, just to...
Phil Mickelson wins. It's the end of the day. It's all about Phil.
Well, exactly. And more and more, you know, with Koepka now going to the LIV Tour, I think that it's a bit of a free market crisis. I mean, you got free agency now happening in golf, which I think at the end of the day is going to make it all, you know, all the better. Just a little sidestep here as we cover all elements of the culture, from Saudi Arabia, our energy to golf. Why not, Rick Manning, huh?
Hey, I'm on board, and we'll go out and we'll tee it up and talk it out.
Okay, you got it. We've got to go to a quick break. We got more from Rick after this. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Welcome back. back 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Rick Manning continues with us. Rick, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, lots more to cover up and talk about. You know, this January 6th witch trial is backfiring, as you wrote about. You know, as Americans are focusing on the economy, and I think this is such a big yawner. I think only about 12% now. I mean, the thing that's plummeting faster than Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's ratings is the January 6th ratings for this faux hearing. I mean, this is just absurd.
Yeah, they are. They're putting a lot of eggs in this basket, and. Yeah, the challenge they have is pretty simple. First of all, it has no relevance to individual lives. Mm-hmm. And the further you get away from something that people are actually view as being relevant to their life, the further, they're just not going to care. Mm-hmm. Normally during the summer, there's not a lot of politics going on. And so you have a wide open kind of space to fill, which is what they were hoping for as we, go into towards July 4th. But the problem they have is the space is being filled by the fact that every time somebody walks to the grocery store, they gasp at the prices.
Exactly.
When they drive by the pump, gas station, they gasp at the prices. When they put gas in their car, their little cars take 16 gallons of gas. They sit there and pull away from the pump, and they're sitting there going, "I just spent $75," mm-hmm. and that's a. That's what's causing people to sit there and pay attention.
Exactly.
You can't say, I'm not going to go fly on a plane today, this time. I'm going to go, drive to a resort and enjoy myself because the cost of driving to the resort is exorbitant now. Mm-hmm. So that's what they're eating. And as a result, even if people care about January 6th and their commission, even if they hadn't spent 4 years with empty briefcases saying Donald Trump bad, we've got the proof. This time we really have him. And, and then discovering, once again, revealing that they have nothing because they
exactly.
have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they hadn't done that, people focus. It's, Paul Begala said this and a long time ago. Mm-hmm. It's the economy stupid.
Right.
And they don't have a good story to tell in the economy. And their policies are a disaster. People know that it's their fault. Mm-hmm. And as a result, they eat the poison fruit.
Right. And the people are seeing this as another gimmick because it's like, okay, sleight of hand. You don't want to look at your problems and deal with the problems. Here, let's tell you really how bad it is. And then, of course, here you've got the poster child of narrative and propaganda, Adam Schiff. We've got to find something, another job for Adam Schiff that's far away from the government. I don't know.
The fact is, his crazy eyes look at the cameras. I think that people who've been paying attention the last 5 years have gotten to recognize that crazy eyed look, and it kind of tells them it looks like he's a character out of like a Stephen King novel or something. But they need new actors.
Right.
The actors that they have on the stage have been discredited, and people seeing through the mask, and mm-hmm. so they.
Well, the thing is, Rick, nobody's discredited them; they discredit themselves. They come up with these stories, just like you said. Oh, we got him; he's gonna, we're gonna perp walk him, and all this other exaggeration, and there's nothing there. And we talked last week with Jeff Shepard, who was, a rather young attorney on the staff of Richard Nixon. And he said, Bill, he said, basically what they're doing now is the same thing they did to Richard Nixon. I mean, it was a true conspiracy. And he believes, he said, based on all the FOIA requests and the revelations that have come up and what they did. I mean, it was a band of Democratic attorneys that, boy, they brought it into like a chess game and they checkmated the president without him even knowing and being fully aware or even his legal counsel. And they allowed this to happen. And, and the thing is that Trump right now is covered in such a way, and because everything is a lot more evident, or at least, you know, somewhat, people can see it for what it is, the lack of fairness. I mean, the fact that you have one-sided, one-sided testimony and there's no cross-examination, just in the sense of fairness that most people still hold on to. I mean, you can take away our guns, you can take away our First Amendment right, but there's something intrinsic about fairness, and we know when things aren't right and they're not fair, that's not just. And this is what the Democratic Party is becoming known as an unjust, a party of propaganda. They're interested in political power only. And, you know, and what they've done is they've created another level, a multi-tier level of justice, to where at the very bottom tier are conservatives and Republicans and anybody that supports Donald Trump. And meanwhile, they're at a different level, and they're treated differently. So it's almost like, hey, if you get arrested, the first thing you need to do is tell everybody, you know, tell the arresting officers, tell the court that you're a Democrat. You know, abandon the Republican Party, right?
Right. You don't show. It's not show me your driver's license. It's show me your voter registration card, and determine what you're going to, you know, whether you're going to get a ticket or you're not going to get a ticket. The thing that's most appalling about this to me is good people are getting their lives destroyed. I'm a good friend with Ginny Thomas, and what they're doing to Ginny is so incredibly evil. It makes me mad beyond comprehension. I can't describe it, because this is a person who did nothing wrong. She went and she voiced her opinion. She encouraged people to, you know, let's keep trying to get to the truth. She actually went out and did really crazy stuff like, let's have people who have opinions about this speak to groups, and so people can ask questions to find out what's going on. Imagine the audacity of attempting to actually inform people about what was going on so people could make their own independent judgment.
Right.
And yet they're running her through the ringer in such a way that's just appalling. And I hate it. And I hate the fact they're doing this.
Well, truth is costly, and especially when you got an environment where the liars are in control. And consider how much money has been spent on this faux narrative and the impeachment of Donald Trump. I mean, in a sense, this is the third installment of their impeachment efforts here. And we're talking multiple millions of dollars versus how much money has been invested by we the people, taxpayer money, to find out exactly what happened. I mean, is Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 mules, is that bogus? As bogus as, you know, Bill Barr says it is? I mean, you know, the 1,000 sworn affidavits from everyday American citizens, I mean, and some, you know, very qualified individuals, Rick. I mean, you've got, you know, former officers, military officers that make up this group of 1,000 sworn affidavits. I mean, these are people that are credible and quality individuals. Go ahead.
We have truck drivers who were driving ballots that were across state lines. Okay, they, you know, who've testified. I mean, it was sworn affidavits, and they've testified. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a direct connection. That's not a hypothesis. That is, I started here. We picked up the ballots. I drove here. We dumped them off. And guess what? They were in different states, which means they couldn't be the same ballots, and they couldn't be legal. But that's a, you know, so there's all sorts of, you know, you got testimony from people who were in the rooms counting the ballots. You have testimony from people who were involved in the outside and delivering the ballots. You have testimony every step of the way. And the only thing that you're allowed to say about the elections is, oh, they were obviously fair because the right guy won.
Right.
And the lack of any honesty by the left in terms of that there was anything wrong with that election is telling, because they fight against doing anything that might make it so you have a valid supply, you know, basically a chain of custody with ballots that would otherwise be intact.
All I got to say, Rick, is when the truth comes out, the payment for that truth is going to be very expensive to the party of fraud, the Democratic Party, Joe Biden et al. And I believe there is a day of reckoning yet to come. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning. Thank you, Rick. Take care.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A powerful earthquake that struck Afghanistan Wednesday killed roughly 1,000 souls and wounded many more. The magnitude 5.9 quake struck some 27 miles from the city of Khost in eastern Afghanistan near the Pakistani border. For the first time in nearly 30 years, gun control for law-abiding citizens could take place in a Senate vote by the end of the week. A bipartisan group of lawmakers reached an agreement on gun control legislation. The 80-page bill includes measures to tighten background checks on younger people, more background checks, and temporary removal of weapons from those the government considers a danger to others or themselves. The city of Brooklyn Center has agreed to pay $3.25 million in a settlement to the family of 20-year-old Dante Wright, fatally shot by a police officer during a traffic stop and ensuing fight for several minutes. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here and Jenny Beth Martin going to be joining us in just a few moments. Stay with us. Of course, what we're seeing across the country is Jane's Revenge is letting loose, and they're threatening to let loose even more so as the country awaits the final announcement and decision from the Supreme Court. Jenny Beth Martin is with us right now. Jenny Beth, good to have you with us. How are you?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Well, very concerning what Jane's Revenge is doing out there. I mean, they've already sent out bulletins, emails across the country to mount up, get ready, that all hell is going to break loose. And there's no tamp down. There's nothing, you know, coming from the Attorney General, you know, from Nancy Pelosi or anybody for that matter, you know, to quell what is going to be, quite a spectacle because of what they've already been doing. They've been burning down buildings and attacking these, these pregnancy care centers that do not support abortion.
You're exactly right that those things have been going on. I think that when the decision comes out, if it is anything at all like the draft decision that was illegally and improperly leaked, that we're going to see this even ratchet up even more. I don't think that this helps the leftists who are in favor of abortion at all. It makes them look radical. It makes them look as if they're willing to harm Americans and harm adults to get their way. And I just don't think that that is a winning argument for them. And it's very frustrating to see that the Department of Justice seems to be turning a blind eye to so many of these attacks. We had a Supreme Court justice who there was an attempt to assassinate him, or at least
exactly.
a plan to assassinate him. And the media wants to gloss over that and ignore it. It is certainly news, and it is not news that we ever want to hear. And I'm thankful that it was thwarted. But I think we're going to see even more of these kind of things over the next few weeks, unfortunately.
Well, and I keep saying, Jenny Beth, I mean, it is federally, it's against the law to picket and to protest in front of a judge's home. And what they're doing now, even with Amy Coney Barrett, is they are putting out information of where her kids go to school. I mean, this is out of control. This is nuts. And meanwhile, they're allowed to get away with this, so they just keep, you know, upping the ante here until something just, you know, horrific occurs. And and here it is, like you say, the attorney general. And that the other thing that I wonder about is why neighbors, you know, do not execute a citizen's arrest. They're authorized. They could execute a citizen's arrest on these people, and the police would have to take them in because they have broken a federal law. This isn't just somebody's opinion. They are right there in front of a judge's house, and they're protesting, which is against the federal law.
Yeah, I can't answer for the neighbors except to say that they don't even have. If the Department of Justice is not enforcing the law when it comes to the picketing outside of justices' houses, then the neighbors are probably thinking that if they do anything, they're not going to have, even if the law is on their side, they're not going to have the enforcement mechanism behind it. And, and so from that standpoint, I can understand why they may not step up. Bill, one thing I think we also are going to see that is less violent but would have a severe and detrimental impact on the country is that there will be more and more calls for packing the United States Supreme Court. And
exactly.
If the left succeeds in that, it will be detrimental for our country. The court has to remain a not political organization and if or branch of the government, if you will. And I think that if we pack the court and we see the left do it, then there's nothing that will stop the right from doing it when they have control of both the Senate and the White House. And it will just continue and continue until there'll be so many justices that the court will be unwieldy and impossible to help determine whether a law is actually constitutional or not.
Exactly. Could you imagine? I mean, here they are. They're supposed to call balls and strikes. Could you imagine suddenly going to an Atlanta Braves ball game and there are 24 umpires on the field?
No, I can't. You couldn't even get your job done. And that certainly would be part of the problem. I mean, the court was designed to be a much smaller body, and they have a specific role. They're supposed to be determining whether laws are constitutional or not. I may not like every single decision that the court makes, but I think the fact that I don't like every single decision that the court makes shows us that they're not a political body and that they are working independently to provide that check and balance to the other branches.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's happening, as you say, is the people in control right now, the Democratic Party, are doing everything they can to wield their power, their control, for an expected outcome. I mean, they did this with the election. They're trying to do this now with the court, and they're upset. I mean, this is the last stronghold that they do not have control of. And so if they pack the court, then they can, they can better expect the outcome on all these decisions, whether it has to do with, like, the recent decision that just came down for Maine, and that is that the money that's earmarked for a child's education goes with that child and doesn't stay with that school, and that it opens it up for religious institutions. Just because a school happens to be associated with a religion, that doesn't disqualify them, which Maine was wanting to control and to affect, and the Supreme Court says no, right?
That is correct. That is right. I want to point one thing out, if it's okay. I've been researching court packing and reading Mike Lee's new book. Mm-hmm. When Franklin Delano Roosevelt talked about court packing, he never expanded the number of justices on the court, but the very threat of court packing wound up causing the justices to rule differently than they had been ruling. And the thinking is that just the threat of it affected their behavior and the decisions that they handed down, which I do not think is what we need to be seeing from the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. It should not have happened then, and it certainly should not be happening
exactly
in the future.
Well, the point is, I mean, let's go back and think about Obamacare. What Barack Obama spoke out, toward the court and to Chief Justice Roberts. And pretty much fired a salvo over the bow of the justice's boat and just saying, hey, you better not mess this up. And sure enough, here it comes to the court. And what does Justice Roberts do? All of a sudden, he goes on the other side of the bench and he starts defending the case on behalf of the government. So,
right.
But nobody wants to talk about that connection. But to your point, what Mike Lee is saying, there's all kinds of subtle ways that these other bodies within our government have made attempts and have affected influence upon the court.
And I think that that's what we're still seeing right now. And I think it's part of the reason why we're not seeing the aggressive enforcement of the law when it comes to the picketing outside of justices' houses when a case is ongoing. They want to be able to persuade them and have them change their opinion before the final decision is released. I think mm-hmm. that's why the leak happened in the first place. All of this is an attempt to put pressure on the court to bend to the will of the left.
Exactly. And to your point, we still don't know who leaked it. And number two, where is the outrage from the Supreme Court en masse to protect their own security and be totally outraged about what's going on here?
I think that is exactly right. I think they just don't know quite how to respond to this because they've never had such attacks on the institution. And they're
exactly
having to learn how to respond.
Jenny Beth Martin. Thank you, Jenny Beth. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436. 4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Time for Chris Chmielewski, Numbers USA, Director of Policy and Activism. All eyes are on the border, as they should be. And he's faithful to report and remind us of the danger that is coming upon us. Chris, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Boy, Chris, these numbers, I mean, every week they're updated and they're moving in the wrong direction. I mean, what are we waiting? I mean, you know, I don't know. It's not so much what are we waiting for as much as what we can anticipate with all this unknown danger that's coming through our border. And we have a president in much the same way as we did with Barack Obama. So no big surprise here, because, you know, what it's coming down to is that this is a third installment of the Obama-Biden policies of an open border that compromises the national security. And when you consider job one of the president of the United States, it's national security, is it not?
It is. And, you know, I usually downplay some of the, even though we know that there's, you know, that there are people that are crossing the border illegally that want to do harm to the United States. It's just such a small, tiny number compared to the larger number of folks crossing the border illegally. So I usually downplay it a little bit, but it's hard to downplay right now. The Department of Homeland Security has confirmed that they've apprehended 50 people on the terror list, which begs the question, how many more people have come across who are on the terror list and they came across undetected? But the reason why, you know, even though that number maybe doesn't sound very large in the greater context when you're talking about 200,000 people crossing the border illegally every single month, you know, why that 50 number sounds so big, well, compare it to the past 5 years. It's more than the past 5 years combined. I mean, usually that number is in low single digits. Now we're talking about 50 people in the first 8 months of the fiscal year of 2022 have come across, have been apprehended trying to cross the border illegally. So, you know, these policies put in place by the Biden administration are certainly putting at risk our national security and public safety.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that, you know, in considering these numbers, and you said, you know, compared over a period of time, well, we know what happened in 9/11. I mean, it was less than 50 people that killed over 3,000 American citizens and did the damage that they did and changed the American way of life as we know it. And here, you know, ever since Joe Biden became president of the United States, there's an alternate plan and agenda here that is endangering the country. And I know it's shocking. It's hard for people to get their brains around, Chris. And here you are, you deal and you see these numbers straight up every day. And you think, gosh, am I becoming cynical? You know, what is going on here? Because, you know, the numbers are bad indicators and the danger that's coming in. I mean, already in every state of the union, a citizen has been killed at the hands of an illegal immigrant. Think about that. In every state of the union, every, you know, an American citizen has been killed by an illegal immigrant. And we're not even counting the impact of an open border and what it's had in terms of fentanyl and drugs that are coming across the border. We know the number now is 120,000 young people have died being at the hands of fentanyl that has come in by way of China and the cartels that are making a ton of flipping money. And then what they're doing is they're even, as if it's that's not bad enough, they are they're using fentanyl in other drugs and mislabeling them. And people are innocently taking a drug that they thought would, you know, take care of a headache or some other mild malady, and they're dying. And then autopsies are showing that they died with, you know, five times the amount of the lethal dose of fentanyl in their bodies.
Right. And I don't want to say that the administration doesn't care about these issues, but their top priority for them when it comes to immigration is to let as many people in as possible. I mean, that is for most of the people that Biden has running our immigration policy for the country right now within the executive branch, their number one priority again is to allow in as many people as possible and to throw up as few roadblocks as they can, because they believe in a more open border type philosophy and a lack of immigration enforcement, and they don't really view it as a crime to break our immigration laws. So that's the way that they view it. So I don't want to say that they don't take the fentanyl situation or the fact that we've let 50 people on the terror list cross the border illegally so far this year that we know of. Because again, we know that there are hundreds of thousands of gotaways that they've also reported as well. So who knows how many were in that group of people. But they figure, well, we can take care of that problem inside of the United States. You know, we'll deal with a fentanyl situation. We'll deal with, you know, we'll make sure that we're tracking these 50 people that cross the border illegally who are on the terror list. And that's how we'll handle it, because we don't want that to have an effect on our overbearing philosophy, which is just to let everybody in. But, you know, the Homeland Security officials, these people are, while they're going to try to do everything they can to keep our homeland safe and secure, and they do a tremendous job at doing it, you know, they're overworked and they're exhausted and they're underfunded.
Well, I get the Border Patrol. I mean, they're overwhelmed. I mean, when you open up the gates like this and you're ill-prepared to handle the numbers, I get that. But, you know, they are even turning their backs on Mayorkas. Mayorkas comes to talk to them, and they don't even want to talk to this guy. So, you know, it's... The thing about law and order, I mean, you can go back to the broken windows idea, is that if you don't take care of the little stuff, you know, by the time you try to take care of the big stuff, there's not enough money, there's not enough personnel. And, you know, and the border is when you stop them. That's the spigot right there that you need to turn off, not when you decide, oh, we're going to fly them in the dark of night into the interior of the country in every state of the union and just kind of help homogenize the problem and make it seem so insignificant. See, this is the problem with our government, whether we're talking about votes being counted or, you know, maybe it's just a little bit of fraud, and then you find out that here it is, the, you know, COVID fraud, and people have been stealing from the COVID fund, over $100 billion worth of theft. But it's just a little bit in the big picture of things. I mean, this is how we got here. This is how we got $30 trillion in debt, is that it just takes a little bit of incompetence here, a little bit of incompetence there. I mean, who's going to call the question here? Because what we're turning over to the next generation is all this incompetence. And we think that, you know, and the thing is, Chris, is that this is part of the challenge with people on the right, is people on the right have a tendency to want to be, you know, reasonable and think, you know, in a way of, hey, let's get along, let's kind of just share ideas and let's make it better for each other. But the left has left the building. They don't want to have the conversation. You can sit there and talk to yourself and be reasonable all you want. Just like you said, they're on their own agenda. You know, heaven help you. I mean, so what? So what if you think it's dangerous? Doesn't matter. We say it's not, and we're going to go ahead. And then, you know, hey, if it's your son or daughter or relative that's killed by an illegal migrant, you know, tough cheese. Because for the bigger agenda and the bigger plan of these lefties and the Democratic Party, that trumps the safety of your children. I mean, this is bizarre.
Yeah, and I agree, but I don't want to put it all on the Democrats, because unfortunately there's enough Republicans who think, well, if we just throw more money at this situation, if we just hire more Border Patrol agents, if we just spend more money here, if we just spend more money there, that'll fix the issue. No, we have to stop people from coming into the country. We've got
Border Patrol
making 250 apprehensions every single month. You know, it's getting out of control. And unfortunately, I think there's only a small number of Republicans in Congress who actually want to do that and say, no, we're not going to let anybody in anymore.
Exactly.
You know,
well, because that's Trumpian. You know, that's Trumpian. And you can't have any association with Trump, right? Because that's, you know, that's the raison du jour right now. Okay. Look, set that aside. Let's use some common sense here for a moment. And you're exactly right. You know, yes, I say the Democrats because they're leading the charge. And you got followers in the Republican Party, you know, the rhinos that are just going along to get along. And shame on them, and shame on the voters that keep putting them back into office. I mean, either this is an issue or it's not, or it's like, okay, well, just go ahead and just keep electing these same rhinos to come in, and these Democrats that are compromising your national security. And then when it's your kid or relative that dies at the hands of all this illegal activity coming across the border, then don't say anything. I mean, because this is, you brought this upon yourself.
Right.
And like you said, it's bipartisan. It's not, you know, it's not only going to happen to Democrats, it's equal opportunity here. I mean, we're playing Russian roulette, and everybody's picking up the gun and putting it to their head, whether they're Republican or Democrat. Is that fair?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I want to point out, it's not just the American people that are getting hurt by this. It's the people that are trying to come here legally and are getting put on these massive wait lists because we're overwhelmed at the border right now.
Exactly. Well, we usually have about 1 million people who come in legally. The last couple of years, it's been half of that number. You know, these are qualified people that are paying their own way, and here we are. Thank you very much, Brandon and Company. Hey, no, don't worry about it. We'll cover it. Cover your health. Cover it all. until we get to that point when we can't. And then when we can't, get ready for the kickback on that. Chris Chmielewski, Numbers USA, Director of Policy and Activism. Thank you, Chris.
If you're concerned about the grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to...